WWJ Conversations at the Mackinac Policy Conference, sponsored by Delta Dental.
Do you think MSU will have to spend more than the $500 million allocated to the survivors of Larry Nassar?
So I know there's negotiations going on currently. As you know, I don't start at Michigan State University actually till August 1st, so I'm not involved in those negotiations per se, but I know the board is working to carry those out. But I don't have any ability to predict that at this time.
I know, Dr. Stanley, you kind of inherited this mess. Everybody's asking you about it. But what message would you have for the survivors and the Michigan State community about going forward and what you can say about this and how to make sure it would never happen again?
So I think, first of all, I think Michigan State has taken a number of steps so far to try and reduce the possibility of something like this happening again, and those involved really bolstering up the work they're doing in Title IX, really adding a number of people to help make it so that people, when they do report, if something happens, can be confident that their report is going to be followed up on and investigated and that there'll be no retaliation. So I think that kind of thing is already making an important difference. But I think when it comes to meeting with the survivors, and I really do want to meet with the survivors, I think I'll be there to listen and learn from their thoughts. I really won't have a script or an agenda. I want to understand how they think the process is going, listen to them on where they think things should be moving faster, where other things should be done, and I think that's really important. To the community as a whole, I think we have to say we're never going to forget what happened, but we're going to use it to build a more caring and safe community at Michigan State University. And I really believe if we do that right, we can be recognized, ultimately defined not by what happened with Nassar, but how the university responded to it and how we work to build a campus community that's safer than it was before and becomes one of the safest in the country.
And, Doctor, there was a report in the Free Press yesterday that Stony Brook, like many schools in the country, including MSU, is under investigation. So regarding those Title IX issues, where do you go from that?
So I think in terms of what's happened with Stony Brook University and the OCR reports, that's something that many, many universities across the country have dealt with. And it really arises from the fact, I think, that it's a good thing that more students are coming forward. More people are coming forward with complaints in this area because they know their complaints will be looked into. But occasionally, whether it's a claimant or a respondent, someone making an accusation or someone responding to the accusation, there can be a disagreement with the outcome of the investigation. And in that case, students, their families, are filing complaints with OCR about that. So we have had three. I can't talk about the particulars. But we're waiting a determination from OCR whether anything has been done wrong at all on this.
We're talking live from Mackinac Island, Dr. Samuel Stanley Jr., new president at Michigan State. I'm sure the budget will be a big priority for you here. The state is committing more money to K-12, community colleges, early college. What will you tell the lawmakers about funding for higher education and how much more is going to be needed for that?
So this is obviously something that I've worked very hard on at Stony Brook University, was really making the case for the incredible value that research universities and public higher education deliver for the state. The return on investment is usually extraordinary. At Stony Brook, we counted it probably for every $1 spent by the state, we generated about $12 to $13 in terms of return. My guess is MSU's is good or even better. And so this is a great investment for the state. An educated workforce is critical to competing in the future. The research and discovery work we do can pave the way for innovation, can help create jobs and companies in Michigan. And I think what we do to make more informed citizenry makes a difference as well. People who go to college are more likely to vote. They live longer. So there's so many benefits essentially associated with higher education. So it's easy for me to make the case that the state needs to continue to invest in it.
Okay, thank you so much. Again, we have been speaking to Dr. Samuel Stanley Jr. He is the new president of Michigan State University, speaking to us live from the Mackinac Policy Conference.